This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Thursday announced there will be limited pauses in Gaza's fighting to allow for polio vaccinations for hundreds of thousands of children. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
That's after a baby contracted the first confirmed case in 25 years in the Palestinian territory. Rick Piepercorn is the WHO representative in that area.
Without humanitarian pauses, as we call it, the CUN, a campaign delivery, which is already implemented in incredible, constrained, complex environments, will not be possible.
The so-called humanitarian pauses will last for at least 3 days in different areas.
We have to stop this transmission in Gaza.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The UN nuclear watchdog says Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to nuclear weapons-grade levels in defiance of international demands. That's according to a confidential report by the International Atomic Energy Agency that was seen by the Associated Press on Thursday. The report says Tehran has also not reconsidered its September 2023 decision to ban the most experienced nuclear inspectors from monitoring its nuclear program, and that IAEA surveillance cameras remain disrupted. Floodwaters have swept through many communities and villages in northern Sudan over the past 2 days, resulting in the deaths of dozens and collapsing hundreds of homes. According to a Sudanese civil defense spokesperson, 31 people have died so far in the north of the country due to the floods. Heavy rain and flooding across Sudan this month has impacted more than 317,000 people, officials said.